As the weeks count down toward the middle of June, when the sprawling Elizabethan Theatre opens in Ashland and three outdoor shows join those already in progress at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, I want to continue my report on the shows that opened in February. I've previously described Amanda Dennert's excellent stripped-down reinvention of My Fair Lady and David Ivor's high-spirited rockabilly makeover of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. It's a tricky thing, bringing something new to plays that are so well-known and so locked in place in the minds of audiences, getting us to open up to new visions, jarring us out of our comfortable attachment to our fond expectations of these beloved shows. That can be a risky business. With Bill Rauch's intense, relentlessly paced take on Shakespeare's King Lear, the risks pay off big time, resulting in what is easily the best, most entertaining, upsetting, unsettling, thrilling, and deeply moving King Lear I've ever seen. And frankly, I've lost count of how many times I've seen the Bard's soaring tragedy, but I've never seen it like this. Staged in the round within the intimate Thomas Theater, director Rauch creates a timeless setting, simultaneously happening in modern times and yet with echoes of past generations hanging over everything. King Lear, easily the lit world's most heartbreakingly foolish monarch ever and one of the theater world's most demanding roles of all time, is played on alternating nights by two different actors, Jack Willis and Michael Winter, ostensibly to give each other time to rest up for the next emotionally grueling show. At the start of the play, Lear is ready for retirement, fond of the perks of being king, but ready to relinquish the responsibilities of leadership. He goes against the counsel of his advisors and offers to split his kingdom into three pieces, giving rule of each of them to his three daughters, Goneril, Regan, and Cordelia. Almost immediately, things go badly, and the hints of Lear's coming dementia are spied by his daughters, whom Lear goads into competing for the biggest pieces of the pie by telling why they love him more than the other two sisters. When Cordelia, honest to a fault, refuses to play the game, she is disinherited, and Lear's kingdom is divided between Goneril and Regan. For the following three breathtaking hours, told over three full acts with two intermissions, the breaking of Lear's kingdom continues, everything crumbling into smaller and smaller pieces, along with his sanity, as the daughters and their husbands cheat, lie, conspire, seduce, and murder their way deeper and deeper into war, madness, and ruin. The pace never slackens, and the inventiveness with which Rauch brings fresh ideas and visuals to the story never wanes. The cast is marvelous, committing body and soul and the occasional baring of skin to the ensuing mayhem, and yet the aching, breaking, poison hearts of these all-too-human characters are always in view. No matter how brutal or bloody the action, Rauch keeps King Lear grounded in stark, brave believability. It may leave its audiences shaken, but its goal is to leave them moved, willing to examine the wise and unwise choices we all make, to question the motivations behind every word of flattery and compliment, and to see the broken hearts behind every human cruelty. King Lear runs through November 3rd at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, osfashland.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.